Meet the Kennedys at Lasseter's, hole at the waterhole. A cup of tea at Harold Sonia's nursery for a stroll. It's time to neighbors. CJ, Kate, and Vaya. Let's get the neighbors.
Okay. This is Neighbours. Again, Vaya's not here. I've pressed record this time. It's CJ, and we have Kate back.
Hi, everybody.
So Kate's back from a trip and she's come back and Neighbours, so I need to know, did you like slam like 3 weeks of Neighbours in one go? How did you watch it?
No, so we went to Hong Kong for 12 days or something. Yep. And then when I got back, I watched 2 weeks in one night.
Yep.
So I caught up and then I've been back another week and I watched all 4 episodes in a go. Yeah.
So the 2 weeks, this deep fake stuff was starting.
Yeah.
And baby Hope died.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because when I was last on, I think we were talking about how I was saying, is it a Jekyll and Hyde or an evil twin with Haz?
Yeah, and it's I thought it was AI, so I feel like, yeah, I was close.
Oh, look at,
yeah,
you. See? Yeah. Tick. You got it.
This was just I think when I said AI, it was only the cafe being turned
trashed
over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then David's voice. That is so cruel.
That is grim.
Oh, my God. So cruel. So this week, yeah, we're just going to jump straight in. Monday, 8th of April, yep, 2024. So it's after Easter and we start the episode with the fallout from JJ. He's just found out,
oh my God,
that Felix is his dad.
From the, well, also the WorkSafe incident.
Well, that's true. And we used to have the WorkSafe poster guy. Remember, he had a siege.
He's still one of my absolute favourite
baddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Featured villains or whatever. Yeah. So obviously we've talked about this many times, but every single office in Victoria has this one poster of this injured workman on it, and he played a villain on Neighbours. But he's
And he was also on Neighbours.
Yes, yes, that's right. But yeah, what the hell was going on with the bit of scaff in the middle of the driveway?
Also, yeah, I think it was scaffolding on wheels.
That is an absolute disgrace. They can, you know,
like a trolley.
They're busting JJ and Uncle Fee's chops about this.
Mm. Whose fault is it really? Therese, I guess.
Yeah. Or who was the foreperson of the site?
Yeah. I mean, Therese was wearing a hard hat when she was there originally. Maybe she isn't paying a foreperson. Maybe it's, you know, they need to get that guy from the block. What's his name?
Oh, it's Scotty. Scott Campbell.
He'd sort him out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine also how nice those little dwellings would be.
Yeah. Now, I'm fairly sure I've talked about this on the pod before. When we were talking about when Josh's plaque went missing, mm-hmm, and I shared the story about how my grandfather's ashes plaque was stolen from the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolute scumbags. But it's scumbags like Uncle Fee is the kind of person who was stealing the plaques.
Yeah.
Because he was in there stealing the copper.
I think I re-mentioned that on the podcast, yes, that wasn't recorded. Because this copper is like, this is ripped from the headlines. Like,
yeah,
this,
yeah,
is the way ripped from Kate's headlines.
Exactly.
And so the copper selling, I think they were selling copper and equipment.
Yeah. I mean, good. Look, he's a go-getter, mate. He's just come out of prison, wants to head off to the Philippines to live the tropical life.
Yeah. Why didn't he just, I don't know, move to Anglesey or something? Like,
oh, it's a bit expensive down there, to be honest.
Yeah, it's true. But like, he could have got a job. I don't know what kind of jobs.
Pulling beers?
Yeah, something. I don't know. I just feel like he could have moved to the beach if he really wanted that lifestyle.
CJ, I question whether someone working on a building site on a school would need a working with children's check.
I think you probably would, because you are close enough to the children.
Yeah. And having a criminal record and having just come out of jail, do you think you would pass the working with children's check?
I don't think so. Yeah. It probably depends on the crime. Like, when I worked with people in prison that had like white collar, you know, like money crimes.
Accounting.
Yeah, accounting. They weren't able to do work that involved money.
Yeah, yeah. They couldn't go and like volunteer for the local food bank doing their accounts.
No. But they also couldn't like work where there was a register and stuff. Like, your rehabilitation work should actually help you rehabilitate.
Yes.
You know? So like, yes, picking up glasses or something, being a bussy. It doesn't have to be forever, but maybe something completely away from whatever life you've had would be a good idea. And Felix strikes me as someone who's worked on a building site before and, you know, he was immediately given access to all of this expensive, sellable stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, look, it was some top-notch detecting from the Sarge to work out that his brother was off doing no good.
And Detective Ho-Ho.
Oh my God, she was amazing. She is definitely next for Erinsborough Police.
Yeah, she's Izzy's daughter and I just, I really enjoy her. She is a good mix of Carl and Izzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's wasting her life at the moment. Like, what is she actually doing?
She works at the hotel. She's much like Byron, which I feel like it's fine to work at a hotel, but they don't sort of have any direction.
No.
You know what?
It's a job, not a career for them.
Yeah, and I think, remember how every now and then they used to have like management courses at Lasseter's. I wish one of them would do something like that.
Yeah.
And just get involved. Maybe Ho-Ho could be like the next Chloe.
Yes.
Because Krista can't be around forever. I mean, a billionaire can't stick around forever, can she?
Well, you think that Ho-Ho would look at Chelsea and go, this is my future 30 years down the line if I don't do something right now.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Chelsea. How did you feel about Chelsea after when you came back and watched all those episodes?
I mean, she's a bad un, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's not great.
Piece of work. Yeah.
That's pretty grim.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'd like her to feel more guilty. It does seem like that's where it's going at the moment, but I would like her to feel more guilty.
Oh, it was very sad when poor baby Hope died as well. Yeah.
It was horrific. And we'll get to Krista soon, but, like, the aftermath of Krista now having to manage her emotions. Very upsetting.
It's still, I feel like there's not enough justification for Chelsea to be acting manager of a hotel when she has no experience or qualifications.
No, and we don't know.
Talents.
I think I wish they had said she was like, oh, I used to manage a Hilton.
Yeah.
I wish she'd said, oh, like I've worked in hotels heaps. Like for whatever reason, like I used to work for someone in a charity who had worked in hotels for 20 years before that. And
even if she came with a storyline saying, oh, I used to manage boutique regional hotels.
Yeah. Anything really, even if it was like conferences, like something related. But no, she just comes in and she's like, I've got perfume and look at these boobies. she's gorgeous and I love having her around because I like a baddie.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like Paul kind of deserves to have a baddie taking advantage of him.
Yeah.
As opposed to.
Also, he seems quite ambivalent about being taken advantage of. Don't you think? He's just like, oh, well, I'm in for a good time, not a long time here.
Yeah, but he keeps trying to fire her and move her on and she's not interested.
Yeah, she's like a limpet stuck to him.
She keeps going. So JJ finds out that Felix is his father. Firstly, this is still suspected. We don't know this.
It's not confirmed.
No, it's not confirmed. I do respect the Mars immediately coming to tell him though.
Which I feel would be in their ethos of being, you know, having a donor father. That would have always been fact to him that there is a man out there. It's not something they would have ever concealed.
No, I don't think they would have. And they just, I feel like they're the best parents we've actually ever had or neighbors.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. They, yes, Kara made a mistake with the sperm stuff. Yeah.
But two mums, man, where are you going wrong with that?
You make a really good point. I don't know if we've had two mums before. And look, David and Aaron could have been good dads, but David's no more. And he wasn't that great towards the end of his
night.
But he might have been a good dad. But no, I think they're the best. Like they go and tell him. They immediately tell him. I don't know if I would have taken my kid to the police station. I think it would have been like,
mate,
we're going.
Also they went and got him a good lawyer that had been recommended to them.
Yeah. It is actually lucky Toadie's not around because he would have been there straight away. Like, yeah, I can help you.
Screwing it up.
So that's very lucky for them. But they went and got him a lawyer. They took him straight to the cop shop, which, I mean, like a lot of traumatic stuff for him in that one day. So JJ, so they take him down. Interesting, Dr. Ma takes him in and Kara waits. I don't know if that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that would be – maybe you can only take one, like, parent in.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I thought that was interesting.
I feel like Dr. Ma would be the better parent to take you into the cops though because she's, like I hate to say, she's a bit smarter, a bit firmer.
Yeah.
She would not stand for any bullshit as well from the cops.
Yeah, she's yeah, good cop, bad cop. Like, yeah. Good mum, bad mum. She plays.
Well, I think smart
stern
mum.
Yeah. Yeah, stern smart mum.
She'd be like, "No, we're wrapping this up right now."
Yeah. And I think what they're going to – I don't think he'll get any charges or anything. Do you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, what are they going to charge Uncle Fee with? That he attempted robbery?
Yeah, attempted robbery and harm.
He didn't run over Sarge.
No, he didn't, did he? I don't know if would Sarge have to
– attempted burglary.
I mean, JJ's just on his L's.
Look, either way, it wasn't the smartest of acts.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. So, but then they leave the cop shop and in the, precinct,
yeah,
Felix is being dragged in handcuffs.
Oh, you missed what happened though. He was in the Grove of Trees, my favourite spot.
He was.
Yeah, yeah. And then we see our old mate Jules.
Jules.
She rocks up. She's like, oh, Fee. He's like, you ready to go? And then suddenly it's like a dragnet. All the cops have been hiding behind their individual pine trees. And like Felix Rodwell.
And he didn't notice any of them.
No.
No.
That must be, I think there's something going on in that grove, much like Kate Shue disappeared.
Yep.
The cops, you just can't see them when they're there.
And also, so it seems like Jules dobbed.
What a lagger.
Yeah. But also like.
I mean, that's good news for Ho-Ho really, that Jules lagged on Felix.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But also it seems weird because.
Dead to me, Jules.
Yeah. What do you mean good news for Ho-Ho because she might be able to hook up with him now?
Felix would be an idiot if he went back with the woman who bloody, dropped him in it with the cops.
Yeah, I thought that was quite odd, actually, because I would have thought, well, he's off to the slammer again.
Where's her loyalty? She has been loyal to him for years in prison.
Yeah, I don't know.
This makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't really. Yeah, it doesn't make – I think they must have had her on something, like said, if you don't do – you're, culpable for –
We're going to charge you with that,
something.
Supplying ice or something. Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, damn it. That's my side hustle. So she, because she's with him at the cop shop afterwards and it does seem like he's forgiven her. Also, he's just sitting on a bench.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's a schmozzle. Erinsborough Police. Another dark day.
So they see him walking into the precinct and he's all in his handcuffs and he's being marched in.
Say at Lassiter's.
That was my exact thought. Wouldn't Lassiter's at least reverse it so the entry to the police station is like through the back?
Yes. Don't do the perp walk in front of people like trying to check into the allegedly 5-star hotel.
That's a joke. How could that even be possible? Like it's 3 at most. Hmm. At most. And that's only probably because they have serviettes at their tables or something.
They would not change the sheets between people.
No, God, no. Oh, God.
Just imagine the filth around like in the bathroom on like all the caulking and that sort of thing.
You got people like Ho-Ho working there that couldn't give a crap.
No, not at all.
Like
none of them give a crap.
And why would she though? Like there's no long-term gains for her. But, yeah, they go in and also the Rodwells come in and see Felix and be like, we're done with you, mate.
Really, Wendo? That's not nice.
No. Also, it's very kicking him when he's down. But also, I just don't – I think I can believe them saying that, but I don't actually believe it's true because it feels like for Felix, Andrew had gotten through, some, reflection about how his parents treated him differently because he says it's because he was adopted. Might not be that. And he's reflected that Felix didn't have an easy time of it.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed just because you gave him one last chance.
Yeah.
He's still going to have problems with the law. He's still going to have problems.
It just never seemed to be a really good reason as to why he was heading off to the Philippines.
No, it's just that he wants to go there. It's just like with Millsy and wanting to be principal. He just really wants the Philippines.
Just manifesting it.
Yeah. Yeah. And anyway, so it seems like he's. I don't even think we see him again for the rest of the week after this. Yeah.
No. Moving on to old mate Haz across the road.
Yeah. So this is on Monday. People are starting to think he's getting strange.
Yeah. Well, I've written here that Haz has PMS.
Yes. He is very grouchy. I don't think it's PMS. I think it's perimenopause. He's that grouchy. And it's consistent. It's not like he's grouchy for 2-3 days and then he's not.
Yeah. No. He's in. Filthy, absolutely filthy mood.
Yeah, he's very angry about everything. Mm. And he's very shifty when he's walking around just doing coffees. People come and talk to him and say things like, oh, great. It'd be really good if you had banana bread. And he's like, fuck off.
To be honest, I probably would say that as a cafe owner. I'd be like, what's wrong? What's wrong with the scones?
Get the fuck out of my kitchen. Where people just walk in.
Yeah.
So.
I've got a quote from Monday's episode, which is, you wouldn't download a car, which was always my favorite ad.
You wouldn't steal a car.
Oh, no, but you wouldn't download a car. Yes, I would download a car if I could.
Yeah.
I would have done it then. I would do it now.
If I can get on LimeWire and get a car.
Yeah.
Like I could get myself an EV from LimeWire. I'd be happy.
But yeah, so he's been very evasive. What happens? Ho-Ho's been saving money to buy a car.
She has $20,000.
Which is a heap. Good for her.
It's considerate. Because she had started working there when Neighbours came back, which is how long?
September. So it's not that long. And also I thought she had been absolutely bled dry by Eden and Krista.
That was the perception I got. So, well, that and she also lost the job there because of Misha.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it sounds like she's worked there for like 20 weeks.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, $1,000 a week she saved.
Yeah, after tax. And she goes out drinking as well, so.
All the time. They're really on the wines, though, I've noticed, they, which is interesting. Like,
I noticed that, yeah, later in the week when they're like, oh, we won't drink in front of you, Krista. And I'm like, well, no, you shouldn't, actually. How about you show a bit of support to Krista, the Everything's Anonymous, and also who just lost a baby, and abstain from drinking.
Have some cheese toasties.
Yeah.
Move forward.
Have a Coke, no sugar, mate.
I don't think Krista should be living there.
No.
It doesn't seem like Felix shouldn't have a job on a work site with lots children. Of copper around or children.
Yeah.
She shouldn't really be there.
No.
Like it's not a massively supportive environment because they're all really self-involved.
Yes.
And that's fine.
She was going to be bringing a baby home to the house of the world's biggest, hairiest dog.
Mm. Who has disappeared. The pizzas do seem to have gone too.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's her influence. But how are they going to handle the world's most ill-behaved dog and a newborn baby?
No, I mean, the dog just would have been outside and Haz would have been sulking about it. Remember how he dumped lovely Billy?
Yeah.
Just so, because she put the dog outside in normal temperature weather in Australia.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's very grouchy and he has started tapping conversations. We know, like, Bechdel, she said on the podcast last week, she thought there might have been two Hazes.
Yeah.
And
the evil twin.
And that the evil twin was the one tapping. But this week it does very much seem to be Haz that's doing it throughout the week. So he's in his own home tapping conversations with his friends, basically.
Yeah, what a weirdo.
Strange, strange person. And Ho-Ho, she saved up the $20,000. She just let slip she wants a blue or a green car.
Yeah.
Very
on brand. My husband heard this and he's like, she wants the Capri.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that wasn't it purple? I don't know. It was a nice color. Yeah.
What happened to that car?
I don't know.
Did it come back?
I don't think it's been back. I don't know. Maybe the listeners can tell us who the last person that had it was.
Was it Harlow?
Probably.
Oh, God, it wasn't the one that got blown up, was it? No.
Or maybe.
No.
What was she driving?
That was a little shit car. It wasn't a Capri, though.
Yeah, it was definitely a shit car that you could blow up.
Yeah.
God, to think that Neighbours was doing that when it was about to get cancelled, blowing cars up. Mate, get a hold of your budget.
Anyway, so, yeah, that's where that you wouldn't download a car. Yes, I fucking would, Haz, and if that would save me 20K, 100% I would. But so then Ho-Ho goes to check her bank account and the 20K's disappeared.
No, she's ordering Uber Eats because Carl won't let any sweets in the house. Fine, Carl.
How does she have 20 grand when she's ordering Uber Eats, mate?
Good point, because it'd be $55 for that ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been there. So her thing's cancelled and then she's like, no. And like most people, I think that she would think everything's going to be fine because I'm just going to say to the bank.
Yeah.
This is.
It's been fraud.
Been fraud and then they get you the money back. It takes a while.
Yeah.
But you get your money back.
Yeah, I've never known anyone to not get their money back.
Yeah, and like sometimes it takes a while, but. Now, you've got to keep in mind that she didn't get her ice cream because there was no money in her bank account.
Oh, yeah.
So Carl, firstly, doesn't just give her $10 to go and buy ice cream.
Oh, no. I don't think my dad would either, to be honest.
No? So she runs next door to the cop's house and just eats their ice cream. She is there to ask about crimes, but I just loved the detail of her grabbing the ice cream and being like, well, your Sarah Lee will do.
And yeah, so Sarge is home on medical leave now. He's a bit bruised, but he's putting his detective hat back on to work out what the hell's going on.
Yeah, and he's wearing a tracksuit. I thought you would have liked that.
I did.
Yeah.
He looked very handsome. Beautiful cream sweater.
Yeah, very well laundered.
Yes. Yeah. I looked at that and I thought that top is too light to exist in my household.
Yes, there's in fact, behind Kate now, there's a white shirt that I just had to like bleach spray the bejesus out of.
So they've been doing a lot of Scooby Gang style sleuthing amongst Mackenzie and Ho-Ho and working out that, yes, all these people have been targeted with deep fakes and scams. Yeah. And
so we've got David, Jane.
Yep.
Ho-Ho. In this Scooby Gang, they find out that who has Aaron and Mackenzie all have like a software on their phone.
They've got malware.
Malware.
On their phone. But they've got iPhones. I didn't even know you could have malware on iPhones.
Yeah, you can. But like the software costs like $100 a year. So I download it when I freak out and pay. And then when it has to renew, I never renew it because there's just never anything on my phone. But don't take advice from me. I am not the person to take advice from.
CJ's phone is open for hacking.
Yeah, it's open now. You can find lots of notes about neighbors. So they've been Scooby Ganging it, and poor Jane she's doing really badly because I reckon this has got to be a teacher's worst nightmare.
And she ends up with a whole stack of bananas dumped on her car.
Yes. I reckon that this could be what makes her move.
Yeah, that would be enough. I think, like, even though it's a fake, clearly a fake, that's you couldn't teach at the same school any longer.
No, not
and
when
it would follow you around.
Seen you do whatever she did with the banana in that fake. Jesus. Yeah, but it's, I mean, we find out late in, you know, the next day what happened, but it just seems
cruel
and not on the right person.
Yeah.
You know, it's strange.
Well, it's all revealed in Thursday's episode.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually, I have to say, this is my turning point on Haz,
mm-hmm.
where previously I'm just like, oh, you are such an annoying loser.
Mm.
Now I'm like, oh, you're actually a little bit competent. Okay. Yeah, and you are looking a little bit more handsome today. So,
do you think he might steal a car for you off the internet?
If he downloaded me a car, I'd give him a second chance. So it turns out that, he reveals to Mac that, oh, no, I lied. I do have a degree and it's an IT degree.
Now, the only reason he reveals it is she gets into his computer – or no, she gets into a hard drive that has all the deep fakes on it. So, firstly, he only revealed it because he was caught.
Oh, yeah.
Let's remember.
Yeah, I mean, Mackenzie, hats off. It's major suspicious minds there.
Yeah, and she sees this right before Baby Hope's funeral, which we'll come back to.
Yep.
But, like, what a time to be seeing that. And Mackenzie's very respectful and she doesn't bring it up until later. But so
she's very classy, Mackenzie.
Yeah, she's very classy. Mm-hmm. And so he says, like, I lied about not going to university. In fact, I did IT.
Imagine what would actually be your worst nightmare if I lied about going to university. I did
finance.
I don't mind. It'd be like theology.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that.
Human movement. No, that's a bit mean. No. Look, not many things. I'd be horrified by saying. Like, imagine someone saying, oh, it turns out I've got a degree I never told you about. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Good. How's your hex debt going, mate? Is this an issue for you? Is that why you haven't mentioned it?
No, I downloaded my hex debt and I got rid of it. So he did an IT degree, which I feel isn't a common route to hacking. No, like mostly I think they're taught themselves. My husband's doing a cybersecurity course at the moment.
Oh, well, nobody's doing next, isn't he?
Yeah, in crimes, apparently.
Can he download a car for us?
Maybe.
But, yeah, he got in with a group of lads, which I feel like he found friends for the first time in his life. And
at uni?
Yeah. And
they started a business.
Yeah, bloody go-getters. And I was like, oh, Haz, good for you. Well done. This is great. But that – and this business soon devolved into, and I quote directly here, phony emails. Phone scams, deep fakes, and spreading malware.
And also, like, so the bad guys, essentially, were paying him to do the work. I feel like the bad guys know how to do the work.
Yeah. Why are they asking an Australian to do this job?
Yeah.
Get on the dark web, find a Russian hacker to do this for a fraction of the price.
Or Bailey. He's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These guys, their company – Like, it was basically they had made their own Australian-made Nigerian princes.
Yeah. But also, like, did he get it because, well, maybe, like, one way that he did it was, like, if he started a company like, I think it's called, like, Geeks to You or something, will come and set up your computer. If he started something like that, he could have, like, gone to all these people's houses and put the malware on their computer.
Yeah.
You know, when he set it up after they got it off his
works. Isn't it, like old boomers doing that? Like, is he robbing people of their superannuation or something?
Yeah, well, old boomers are the biggest. But they're the ones who vulnerable. Yeah, they're vulnerable to this, and they need that help. And they're vulnerable also to the, like, emotional crimes.
Yes.
With, you know, getting an SMS from...
Oh, getting a deep fake of yourself with a banana.
Yeah. Oh. I feel like Jane's older Gen X, though.
Oh, yeah, she is. Sorry. Yeah. Apologies to...
Beautiful Jane, yeah. But he's got this long history.
Yeah, yeah. And also, quote, we messed with this guy's career.
Who?
I don't know.
Maybe it was like a politician.
But he was saying all these things and I'm like, oh, you're so much more interesting than you've been before, Has.
Yeah. Also, you made a comment on the council about his pants.
Oh, yeah. He's looking they were very high pants. Yeah. And I think his real name is actually Harry High Pants.
But they were very like 1920s high pants, weren't they?
1920s, 1970s. Like it was all like I was getting a bit of a matador feel about it as well.
Yeah, it was strange. Strange fashion choices.
Do any of them have any money if they're spending money on all these new clothes?
I don't understand. I mean, I understand how like Mackenzie does. She's a lawyer.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And I love that straight away when he was saying, oh, we made a lot more money doing all this, and she's just like her lawyer brain's just going, oh, God.
Yeah.
Why did you do this, you idiot?
If she didn't have the ick before that,
yeah,
like how could she possibly get through this?
Yeah.
Like it's like Felix and his brother, fair enough, saying like, I can't be around you at the moment. But like that's his brother. He didn't even choose him.
No.
Whereas Mac, you can move on now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Get rid of that man and his hairy dog.
Yeah. Also like kick him out. Just kick him out of the house. Yes. He can't live there if he's tapping all of you and you're all like at risk of cyber crimes.
And also like, you know, they've come to the conclusion that all his friends are being targeted at the ones from the cleanup day.
Oh, and so all of this, it only has just occurred to me. All this has happened because Mackenzie nominated him for the coffee award, right? And otherwise he was going to be able to hide.
Yeah, hide in suburban obscurity.
Right. Mm. Oh, but Mackenzie.
Turns out he's exceptional latte.
Yeah.
Tripped everyone up.
Yeah, everyone was like, no, that can't be true. He doesn't make a good latte.
Exactly.
He makes a good crime.
Yeah.
So, so he starts to tell Mackenzie what's been going on and Mackenzie's like, we've got to go to the police.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. And he's like, nah, which don't go to Erinsborough police. Like, go to like some sort of
cybercrime unit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for that because they're going to only want to go after the big fish.
Yes.
Whereas Andrew Rodwell will be like, oh, look, we definitely will prosecute Has.
Yeah. I mean, we'll do that anyway. But
yeah. But like.
Wasting police time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And poor. The other thing about Ho Ho's money is it ended up in his account and he tried to give it to her in cash. He downloaded that cash. But also like, and she was like, why are you giving it to me? And I know that in that moment she was like, we're not together anymore, Has.
Yeah. But also Mackenzie was just like,
ew.
What the fuck is this all about? Yeah. This is very strange. Also like if that was genuine that he was like, I feel so bad for you that you lost your money. Here, have a heap of my money.
Mm.
That's not the person you want to be in a relationship with.
No.
Giving out money to randos.
No. And particularly like he keeps shouting at you because of his perimenopause. Yeah. I say that was somebody with lived experience from that side of the fence. So this happens after the funeral. Just we'll touch on this funeral. So firstly, there was a weird line last week where Paul said, you don't need a license to officiate. They've got a lot of money though.
Yeah.
So they can have whatever they want.
Yes.
But like the whole family.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it was nice that they did that.
Oh, it was lovely. And it was a beautiful location. And I looked up where it was.
Oh, wasn't it like at Sonia's tree? I didn't even notice.
It was the Pioneer Women's Memorial Garden in the kind of Alexandra King's Domain precinct. So near the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl.
Oh, that's a lovely place to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really, really lovely. Nice. I've got to say, Stefan Dennis is doing so much heavy lifting in the absence of
Coos.
Or well, like
Sue's.
Carl's back, but
he's not doing the heavy lifting.
Doing any heavy lifting. Although he did, he was Andrew Wadwell's doctor, I noticed on the on the whiteboard.
Ah, okay.
Which, okay, fine.
He's back at work.
Okay. Yeah. And he, but also Toadie's not around and he's awful as well. Feels like.
We're not seeing much of Tarage, really.
No. So, it feels like Stefan Dennis / Paul are doing all of the sort of heritage character.
Yes.
Yeah, and Jane's not in it as much as, and she's obviously having terrible banana problems.
But it was so lovely the way he broke into song.
Yeah.
Got everyone to sing along.
And I got a message from Bechtel, like the way he told people to turn off his mobile phone.
I love that. Firm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the kind of detail like we don't need, but it made it real.
Yes, it did, didn't it?
Mm.
I went to a wedding last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we got the message beforehand that don't take any photos. We want you to live in the moment and make sure you're on silent. And that was fun. I took barely
live in
any.
In the moment.
Yeah, yeah. I took barely any photos there. But also one of the bride's brothers did the most beautiful speech, and then he's a music teacher and he can he's a musician as well. He broke into I Can't Help Falling in Love.
Oh.
And he's like, and everybody join in. And so we were all singing it and it was – like with like minimal accompaniment, and it was such a beautiful, authentic moment.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just – so we had Paul and we had Leo who just persists on being around.
Maz was there as well. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was just the roommate thing. Was Byron even there?
I don't think so.
I didn't notice him, and maybe he was, but also like that's weird that Haz and Mac went and Byron – let me get a photo up so that we don't accuse them of not going. Okay, of course. It doesn't appear that all of the roommates went. Maybe, I don't know, someone had to run the hotel, I guess. But Krista, Mel was there.
Oh, yeah,
she
was
lovely.
That was nice, yeah.
Yeah. Mac and Hans were there mainly to have a fight publicly, I think.
Yeah, nice. Classy. Yeah. The classy guys.
And Aaron and Nicolette were there. And Jane must have been there. Because she was hanging out with them
later. Yeah.
I do think that was nice because it felt like they were definitely like, we're very in touch with grief. And yes. I guess that's why Mac was there.
Being respectful as well.
Yeah. So they broke out into song and Paul paid respect to, you know, like how this is a particular kind of grief.
Yes.
Because I think Krista's probably feeling, particularly with like Aaron and Mac and people like that there and Paul and Leo, that like maybe she's feeling a bit of guilt. For her grief.
Yeah.
Because it's different. It's a particular kind of grief.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to go home with any of them. She stays with Leo after the service.
She should move into the penthouse, really.
She should definitely move into the penthouse. Because it feels like, other than Mel, like none of these people are looking after her. So it feels like Paul is looking after her.
Yeah.
Leo is doing his best.
Wait, how does Leo even function? I
don't know.
How does Abby get looked after?
I don't know. She wasn't there, was she?
Oh, who knows where she was, but not later on when they were relaxing on the picnic rug in their full suits and everything.
I mean, it's nice. Like, it's nice that he's able to find childcare to, like, focus on Krista.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, it's very strange, but beautiful service. And I often don't comment on the chat threads on the council about episodes, but I was moved to say.
Oh, I saw this.
Yes. Have this as my last will and testament that when I die, if Stefan Dennis is still around, please get him to, in a spoken word pacing, sing You Are My Sunshine. Because that was, it was awfully terrific.
Does he do cameos, CJ?
I don't know. I don't know if I think he would, but also like.
We could get someone to mock up a deep fake of him singing it to you.
Yeah, maybe. Haz, are you available?
Now, moving on from the saddest part of the week.
Mm.
So, somewhat related to the poor Krista story, old mate Chelsea, she's up to it again. Paul has called in the IT investigation squad, which wouldn't it be amazing if that bald IT guy is in fact the guy who's been doing all the Haz deep fakes?
Oh, my God. Firstly, when I saw him, I saw him like spoiler photos for the week or whatever, I was like, have they replaced John Wong?
Oh, I mean, it's not a like casting, I have to say.
No, but I was just like, because it just was like somebody arriving with a dossier.
Why would have Paul not got John Wong onto Chelsea as soon as she came to the hotel anyway?
Like, it's ridiculous. I think it's just because he was so stuck in his grief and he was like, oh, she's fine. She's just looking after me. Yeah. You know, she's Kara's sister. How bad could she be?
So IT guy turns up with his report.
Just when Hope's funeral's happening.
Yeah.
And Chelsea conveniently decided at last second not to go, which
prickling of a conscience there.
Yeah, I do. But I also think, like, you have been a bee to Krista, like, constantly just negging her all the time. So, like, coming to her funeral, what, to be like, no, there's a spelling error on that service document? Yeah, no, not good. Yeah. So I'm glad she didn't go.
Yeah.
But also conveniently she was sitting at the she doesn't go to the funeral and then she just is like, well, I'll do some admin at the desk while this is – like, you don't work there anymore, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, Paul's kicking her out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that was a great detail of the week. She's like, no, I think he can go and live in a hotel room now. Leo's moving back.
Yeah, which is – it's also weird because, like, poor Leo, he comes in and Chelsea's like, well, I might run myself a bar.
Oh, my God.
Very sexually suggestively.
Did you see? She's wearing, like, a skirt that comes, like, maybe quarter thigh length and she's there with her legs apart, kind of – you'd think Leo would be like, ah, as he walked past.
Yeah, yeah. But she – I don't know if you heard on the last podcast, but one of our listeners has taken your word, Kate Stradamus, on.
Yeah.
It's now like a body part. So – Tom said, my Kate Stradamus is tingling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a body part. Tom thought that Chelsea might try and seduce Leo in an effort to get a baby, not realizing that Leo is an Asian man. And there might be parts of Leo that aren't related to Paul.
Maybe. Chelsea constantly having baths. What's going on downstairs for her?
I don't know, but when she moves to the other room, there's only going to be a shower.
Yeah, and it's not going to be cleaned well.
No, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, it's going to be like grime from, 5 weeks ago.
Do you think they ever come in and clean the penthouse? They must just do the penthouse, right?
They'd probably have like the head housekeeping person come in and they'd do a decent job. And also that the penthouse wouldn't get as dirty as the average hotel room.
Mm-hmm. No, it wouldn't. I mean... Yeah, there's no affairs happening. Well, not many.
So the IT guy's like, I need to present this report. And she's like, oh, I'll take it. I'm the acting manager. And he's like, who are you? And she explains and he's like, oh, no, I'm going to give this to Paul. So, like, Chelsea knows. The jig is up.
But also, like, he must know in this moment some person. What's her last name again?
Nah, I begged if I know.
Murphy. Yeah, there would have been, like, Murph C login. Murph.c 81.
So she knows the jig is up, and so she approaches him and she's like, I'm a desperate woman. Anyway.
Also, she
– I mean, clearly, love, we can tell. We've seen you seduce Paul.
Yeah, yeah, terribly also. Paul half of the time is not interested in you, and she's a gorgeous woman.
Yeah.
But also she's like, oh, I see that you're crying about your dead son. How about I put my vagina on you? Weird.
I mean, we could just, maybe cuddle on the couch while I cry into your shoulder, but no.
We could have a bath.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I don't know if it's really wise to be popping, Paul in the bath all the time.
Oh, it's a slipping hazard for him.
Yeah, and also,
this is going to be like the murder spa.
I mean, he's a confident man, but, you don't want to put him in that vulnerable spot. It doesn't seem, it's weird.
Anyway, worked, though, for Chelsea. The bribing the old IT man with her desperation. He redid the report and apparently it was inconclusive.
Yeah, so and apparently the IT man doesn't get a Chelsea offer all that often.
No.
And was like, whatever, I don't really care about this job. It's not important to me. I'm just a consultant here for a good time, not a long time.
Which brings us to the ceramic pig of the week. Ceramic poo of the week.
So Therese comes back and we've got a few nice touches. So Carl's going to go and work with Therese at the old people's school. He's back and we know that it's happening and the site's being built and it's got some PR problems because of the robbery and car accident and WorkSafe there with 1,000 microscopes I'm gathering at this point. And so Therese is like, I'm going to bring out my number one weapon. And Carl's like, what's that? like, you. And he's like, oh. And he immediately gets like the I loved this moment where he was.
They'd be like, Cole Kennedy, didn't that guy like drill into somebody's head with a Makita drill like a few years back?
Yeah. And you're like, yeah, he's right on top of things.
Yeah, yeah. He will do some DIY surgery on your loved one too.
And also, like, I know he's a GP, but he's – wouldn't you have, like, a gerontologist?
Well, you would if it was a good – I mean, it's another dark day for Irene Rising, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like, Carl could enact their whatever, their plans. But he says in the week that he's making up diet plans and stuff, like, good things for the residents, and he'll probably be doing, like, you know, other, you know, health, wellness kind of things.
My mum's made it a mission now that they had to – their GP retired. She made sure she had a she found a new GP that was going to outlive her. So she's gone for a GP in their 40s.
Yeah.
Which is what ye olde folks would be wanting, surely. Someone who's going to be around, who's not going to retire in a couple of years.
Yeah.
He's been threatening to do for years.
Doctors and hairdressers.
Yeah.
You should, yeah. Like, you don't want these people retiring. You need to age down.
Carl's realized he needs to spruce up his appearance. He took a few selfies and was like, and Ho-Ho laughed at him. And
yeah.
So he's decided he needs to go on a bit of a fitness kick.
Yeah, and we haven't seen him a lot on his bike.
So he's been getting out, and in a detail that's amused the British viewers, he's been wearing his helmet with the cable ties in it.
Yeah. And what have the British viewers been saying? They don't understand why.
They don't understand why. And every Australian didn't even notice him.
No.
Because it's one of those things, yeah, I go to school drop-off and I'll see – multiple people with cable ties in their helmets.
Yeah. And do you want to tell the British listeners why?
So it's for when it's swooping season in springtime when the magpies have their babies. They become very protective of their nests and will dive bomb your heads.
And it hurts.
And they quite often just hate cyclists because they think all cyclists are the same person and they just hate them.
Yeah, they're probably like, why is this person following me every day?
They're massive birds as well. They're like having a bantam hen with a really long pointy beak, just fly straight at your head. And they will, like, scratch your head.
Yeah, so they're getting out and they're bike riding. They're not eating whatever. They're not letting crap food come into the house. And Mel's decided, because she's going to reassess her whole life, so she's like, why not start with a bit of a fitness kick? And I love the way that she's half doing it. She's like, well, I'm going to bike ride with you, but also I'm going to have cake.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I look at that woman, I go, lady, you've got osteoporosis. Like, don't hop on a bike. There's far better low-impact things that aren't going to break your hips.
She needs to pop down to Pilates.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she also has no problems on the bike, though.
No.
Carl, however, because they're eating all of this health food, which it does toy with your system.
Yeah, it can muck things up.
Yeah. And Carl's he's taking a lot of things to heart also. Like, he's looking at it, like, he's really concerned about his weight, and he's being sensitive. And I can understand why. If I was going to be put on a billboard, I'd be, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be riding a bike, but I'd be doing some exercise.
Yeah.
And so he's probably, I reckon, from the sounds of it, he's had like one of those diet teas or something.
Oh, yeah. Something to clear out the detox.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was a real lockdown thing, the old poo jogger, wasn't it? Like, people going up for a run.
Yep.
No public toilets open. Caught short. I'll just drop my dacks in front of your security camera.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so poor Carl has become the poo cyclist.
Yeah, in a public poo. Like,
that was absolutely revolting. Like, he went inside someone's front gate and pooped behind their bushes.
Yeah, and it looked like a real gate. Like, that was actually someone's house, I think. Yeah. I mean,
it was grim.
Yeah.
And Mel just stayed within a couple of meters of him. She didn't just let ride off in shame. I would be pumping my legs so fast back to Erinsborough, just going, I don't know this man. I don't know this freak taking a crap in someone's garden.
Yeah. Also, it's not like Carl's her actual, like, exactly. husband or friend. Like, well, I guess they're friends, but, like, you know, it's not like it's her kid.
No.
Where you would have to look after.
No.
He spends the whole of Thursday's episode, like, basically with Mel, like, being like, oh, you did a poo. She's probably the only character that could get away with being mean after that, to be honest, because we just love her.
So what a week. What a week in Neighbours. We had a memorial service. We had Has finally becoming interesting. And we also had Carl crapping himself, which is a karmic retribution for the whole Durian incident.
Yeah, I thought of that too, because like Susan, I wish it had – see, that would have been – it was nice to have Mel there, but imagine if Susan had been there for that.
Oh, it would have been amazing. Imagine if she'd been on the bike beside him.
Yeah.
She'd be like, Carl.
Yeah, and she probably would have ridden off.
Yeah.
She would have said, no, not here for this. Mm. See you later. Yeah, so big week, and it looks like the deep fake. So Mac has 1 week to like sort
Should
this
have just
out.
Gone straight to the cops.
Yeah, now she's involved, really.
Yeah.
Citizen or shitizen of the week.
Now, so can I ask you, your citizen or shitizen?
My citizen is Paul.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. That was like, firstly, I would like him to speak at my funeral, but also like just he's doing so much heavy lifting because of heritage characters just not being there. And he has taken on, you know, like Aaron, it seems like people have forgiven him, but also like he is definitely being a better person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My citizen goes to, I think it was a former citizen of mine, Jules.
Yeah.
Get stuffed, lady. Lagging on your boyfriend. Just terrible. Get stuffed.
Yeah, you have like crime law in you. Yeah. Like you were upset when Dex ran away from his brother getting beaten up.
Yeah,
because you don't do that.
You have some honor and loyalty to your loved ones.
Yeah, or your shag, as Jules probably would have put it.
her main squeeze, I believe.
But I reckon that she likes him better in prison because at least she knows where he is. What he's doing.
Yeah, but she did love having a scrap with Ho-Ho.
Yeah, she did. She won't be getting much of that because I don't know if anyone else is going to be heading down to visit centre. So we're going to record a Neighbours group chat for our patrons after this, and Vera will be back in a couple of weeks.
It's still no Brett at the moment. He's still out of Neighbours communication, but I'm sure he'll be back soon.
Oh my gosh. 10 out of 10 with the Brett that Vaya picked on the edit. So Vaya is editing this, so her touches are there. But she picked a Brett that was like, excuse me, where the fuck is Susan Kennedy? And I was like, yes, Brett, that's what we all bloody think. Yeah. You could replay that again, Vaya, and it would still be chef's kisses. So we'll see you next week, and
bye.
Hey, Haz, can you fuck off? What is this, the net? Computers can't do this. Could Reese have sent Krista the sister a smaller bunch of flowers? I would like to be excluded from the poo cyclist narrative. It's malware. Malcolm Kennedy installed it.
Where the fuck is Susan Kennedy?